This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Talk Live, kicking off the second hour. It's Mark with you.
And the captain.
You can hear our radio roots there with Rebel Inc. blasting in the background. We did start on a rock station. We were at an evening show on a rock station.
Really?
Sunday night.
What year?
2002. Been a long time.
Trying to remember what's popular for rock in 2002.
I don't know. I think music died before that.
The music's still around, but it's that there used to be hundreds of bands selling millions of albums, and now there's millions of bands selling hundreds of albums.
There's a few hits here and there, but I mean, I got to say that they weren't what I liked in my youth. I mean, you know, my milkshake brings all the boys to the yard. And they say it's better than right. I mean, it's catchy.
Yeah.
It's you know.
You liked pop way more than I did. I hated the pop out of the 80s, all of the popular music I hated. I didn't like much of the glam rock as well. In fact, the 1980s were one of the most over-decorated periods of time in all of history, in my opinion. And so it wasn't until I found, some thrashing, you know, angry guy music where the people on stage were wearing jeans and t-shirts like, you know, regular people. That I found my niche, and that was thrash metal at the time. We're talking early Slayer, Anthrax, Metallica, stuff like that.
Well,
I am from the old school.
Yeah, Free Talk Live did rise from rock and roll. So let's go to the phones. You can call in and talk about whatever's on your mind. It's Mark with you.
And the captain.
603-283-6160, 603-283-6160. I believe we've got Eric calling in from Iowa. Eric, you're on Free Talk Live.
Sorry to hear about it.
I think you're breaking up a little, Eric. Go ahead.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, just go ahead with it and make your statement, if you would, please.
Okay.
Bad connection.
Yeah, I was going to say, from what I'm hearing, it was a five-year FBI investigation.
Correct.
And they charged it conspiracy.
Right.
It seems to me conspiracy is the catch-all charge that they throw at you when you're going to jail. I just can't imagine how you could ever beat a conspiracy charge.
Right, and wire fraud, too. Wire fraud's essentially the accusation that you've told a lie. Thank you for the call, Eric. Appreciate it. Remember, the FBI is the only policing organization in America where they can get up in front and just sort of testify at what you said. They don't have to produce audio. They don't have to produce video of, you know, any kind of occurrence. They can just say, oh, this happened, and we say it happened, and we're the FBI, and that's it. That's what Martha Stewart went to jail for, was right. Lying to an FBI agent, but they didn't record it. They don't have any proof that that's what happened. It's just her word against an FBI agent, and she didn't want to take that chance, so she went ahead and went to the pokey, because her attorney said, this isn't going to go well. And, well, I hear you. So, yeah, it's a tough situation. Let's go to Jill calling in from Richmond, Virginia. Jill, you're on Free Talk Live.
Some people believe that if you don't believe in God, you can't believe in liberty. I don't think this is right. I remember an article Ayn Rand wrote, I think it was in Man's Rights, an article where she quoted the Declaration of Independence. Man has created equal and endowed by their creator with certain inalienable rights.
Yep.
She said whether one ascribes man's creation to nature or to God, the issue of man's origin does not alter the fact that he is still a specific nature. She said he's a rational being and needed to be left alone to live his life according to his own judgment. And of course, people have a right to believe what they want, but I think the government shouldn't prescribe what they should believe. The government shouldn't officially endorse or deny a supernatural realm. It should just say, you know, that our hands are off, that's not our business, and we don't lay down beliefs about that one way or the other.
Yeah, I think Jill's right on that, yeah.
Yeah, I agree. And you can't have separation of church and state if the state is a religion. And that appears to me to be what it is. There are too many parallels between officially recognized religions and the state for it not to be.
Also, you basically can't get elected. They did some kind of test, and it's probably been 10 years since we've read this on the air, but they did some kind of study, and Americans would rather have a Muslim for president than an atheist. Like, you know, they asked him, who would you not vote for? And, you know, for what I guess what my thought process, I'm no atheist, mind you, but I wouldn't, I believe that I would choose somebody for the job of president based on their, in my opinion, ability to do it. But you always hear about the religion of the person who's running. I mean, you know, Trump standing there with an upside down Bible in his hand or whatever, appealing to the moral majority, as it were. And I would say that, you know, even today in America, you can't get elected generally as there's the percentage of atheists in office is probably even lower than the percentage of atheists in the population, I guess is what I would say.
Oh, I believe that you are factually correct. And I've identified as an atheist before, but I currently identify as a non-theist, and there's just a little bit of a distinction there, and that's to just say that theism doesn't groove my soul in any way, shape, or form. That's not to say that I don't believe that there are things that I don't understand. There's a whole bunch of things in the world that I don't understand, including potentially supernatural things or things that the human mind can't quite wrap itself around. Right. So, you know, what causes these things? What are these things? Well, we just don't know the answer to that, and that's where I'm at with it.
And speaking of the Ayn Rand quote that that Jill had mentioned there, by the way, so awesome. I wish the audio was a little better on that phone. I mean, like, what I would say as far as, you know, when it comes to humans and liberty being inborn, I do believe that liberty was born into humans. That God made humans to be free and wrote it into the script of the universe. And what I would say is that when you talk about, like, you think about ants for a second. Mm-hmm. This is a species that is totally not free. Right? Like, you were born to do what you do, whether you're the queen or a worker, and that's that. And the statists out there have long looked at beehives and anthills and, you know, termite mounds, and they've said, if only we could just make these small group primates. Look, I get it. Statism, socialism, authoritarianism, totalitarianism, these are all fine ideas in your fiction world that you write down. Fine idea. Wrong species.
Yeah, I agree. And you had mentioned something about electing officials, presidents specifically, but so let's just take that for the example. What are the requirements for being a president? This country's been around for 200 years or whatever it's been, right? And so we've had, you know, an election every 4 years, right? So what are those qualifications? Is there a list of qualifications for being president of the United States?
In the Constitution?
Well, no, those are the prerequisites, right? Okay. You have to be, what, over age 35 and that kind of thing? No, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the skill sets, right? Yeah. When I interview for a job, right, I have to have a specific set of skill sets in order to go and do that job.
That's really the crux of it, is that the qualification is the ability to sway enough people to vote for you.
Right.
And or in Trump's case, sway enough people to vote against you. You know, that's it. So the skill set to get elected is in no way related to the skill set to do the job. And that is a fundamentally very bad system. What it takes to get elected has nothing to do with what it takes to run a country. And the people that are good at running a country don't have a snowball's chance in getting elected. This is really, really bad.
It's horrible and horrific, and look at the results that it produces.
603-283-6160. It's 603-283-6160. I want to talk about New York City and that qualified immunity ban on the cops. Free Talk Live.
Do you have a 529 plan for your child? Seems like the right thing to do. But did you know that colleges see how much money you've saved for college, and having a 529 plan actually increases what you pay for your child's college? Get the facts Get your free guide and find out how the new 702 plan is changing the way Americans save for college. Go to tuitionprograms.org. That's tuitionprograms.org. Get the fact at tuitionprograms.org.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Hey, it's Free Talk Live. Call in, talk about whatever's on your mind, because that's what we do here on Free Talk Live. The whole point of the show, the numbers, 603-283-6160, 603-283-6160. Roger Ver is the guy behind Bitcoin.com, and he was has been a huge help during this this situation with Ian. And I want to thank him and everybody else who's donated to the cause.
Agreed.
Yeah. And we're trying to get lawyers for the Crypto Six. You can go to thecrypto6.com and find out the whole story and donate there, thecrypto6.com. But real quick, Bitcoin.com, it's the best source for learning about cryptocurrency. You can go there now and click on Get Started at the top of the page. Once you do that, you'll find a cornucopia of information neatly organized for by your needs. There's no longer an excuse for ignorance about this important world-changing information. Bitcoin.com is your source for buying cryptocurrency, getting a wallet app, mining, trading, and all the latest cryptocurrency news. All on a slick and easy-to-use website. It's Bitcoin.com. There really is no excuse any longer.
We had a gentleman show up, a new guy show up to our crypto meetup yesterday, and you know he asked, "What is the most used crypto for like your everyday stuff here in Keene?" Because Keene's unique in that, well, there's a bunch of places that accept cryptocurrency, and the overwhelming answer by everybody who attended was BCH, Bitcoin Cash.
Bitcoin Cash, yeah.
For, you know, buying your dinner or, you know, going to the convenience store, getting your car repaired, you know, all the fun stuff that we can do here in Keene. That was the overwhelming answer.
Lots of different cryptocurrencies out there, and they've all got different use cases. Bitcoin Cash is great for transactions. Let's go to the phones. We've got Vernon calling in from New Orleans. Vernon, you're on Free Talk Live.
So I recently got into this genre of, I guess, soft rock called... yacht rock, and it's
what,
like
what
Steely
rock?
Dan.
Yacht rock.
Yacht rock. Yeah,
okay.
It's like Steely Dan, Christopher Cross,
Chris Christopherson, yeah.
Ambrosia, America, Michael McDonald.
Jimmy Buffett has to be on there too, right?
But hold on, let me finish.
I'm sorry.
Jimmy Buffett has to be on that list.
I haven't seen him on the list, actually,
okay.
But it seems like every song has a saxophone in the middle. So
okay.
It's rather relaxing. I know it's not your heavy metal, and it's, you know, it's not rock, but it's, you know, you could consider it soft rock, I guess. It's always got a guitar in it and a drum set, so I don't know. But
that's awesome.
My other question was, can we expect any of the people indicted to appear on the show before their case is resolved? Thank you all for your time.
Thank you. So he's talking about the Crypto Six here, and
yeah, we might have. I don't know. Do we have news in that department?
Yeah, we absolutely have news.
I didn't know if. It's public knowledge yet.
Sure, I'll rattle off the Crypto Six real quick.
Okay.
There's Aria, a trans woman who is a main host here on Free Talk Live. There's Colleen, a grandma who runs a convenience store here in Keene, New Hampshire.
Mm-hmm.
There's Ian Freeman, who is the founder and a main host here on Free Talk Live.
Yep.
Main hosts being me, you, Aria, Ian, and there's some friends of ours, Renee and Andy.
Yep.
And... who am I missing here? Aria, Ian, Andy, Colleen?
Nobody.
Oh, that's right. Nobody.
And I don't mean you're not missing anybody. I mean there's a person named Nobody whom you have omitted from the list.
Rich Paul changed his name to Nobody to run for governor so that you had the option of voting for Nobody for governor. And he's going to probably run for more things, too, because that's the kind of guy he is. He's still in the pokey, but I believe he... chose to not take the bail conditions that they gave, so he's sort of there voluntarily, if one can make that sort of claim. I don't really, perhaps a better way to describe that. So, of our hosts, so Colleen's not on the air, Renee's not on the air, she has been in the past, and Andy's never been on the air, so you've got three people who are generally not on the air and three people who are.
Right.
Of those three people, Ian and Rich Paul, Nobody, are in the pokey. And
they're being held captive by the terrorists.
Yeah, in the cooler. And, of course, when they get out, it's very likely... The judge does not seem to want to say that nobody's allowed... that any of these hosts are not allowed on the air, because that would be a free speech violation.
Yeah.
So, I can tell you this, Aria should be on the air come Monday.
I welcome it.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to it. And, you know, I know there's some things that she's not going to want to talk about.
Or maybe even be able to talk about because of the conditions.
That's the reason.
Yes.
It's the want that I'm referring to.
Oh.
So, yes, we'll have somebody here shortly. We'll have somebody soon, and nobody, I don't know when. So, there you go.
Nobody knows when nobody will be on again.
Nobody knows better than I do.
But somebody will be on soon before nobody will.
Right. Ian needs to get one of those silly names, too, so he can really play a who's on first kind of shtick.
Maybe I'll change my name to everybody.
Right.
And then you could change yours to somebody. So we could have somebody, nobody, and everybody.
You can just change mine to hell no. Let's go to Kirby calling in from Indianapolis. Kirby, you're on Free Talk Live.
Well, actually, you guys just answered my question. I was calling in to see how Ian and nobody were doing, and if you guys had heard anything from them, had they been given a bail hearing. Just trying to check in on them guys. I just worried about them. I'm sitting here in the middle of the woods with another gentleman you know from Indiana whose name I won't mention.
Okay. When I go to Indiana, I'm going to look you guys up. I really am excited. So Rich Paul got a hearing, as I understand it, got a hearing and refused bail conditions, and maybe they'll come up with better bail conditions and he'll get out sooner and whatever. I'm not entirely sure what the thing is there.
We've had a hard time getting communication to him. One of our co-hosts, Chris, attempted to do one of these online visitations because, well, you can't go and do visitation in person because of, quote, COVID, unquote. So you have to do it over Zoom now to get a visitation with somebody. But there were some sort of technical difficulties. We're not sure where those lied. He wasn't able to connect. We have been able to get a letter to him, so that was written, and you know his account is funded, so we know he's got, you know, if he has access to the kiosk and that kind of thing, he can get the toiletries and stuff that he needs.
Ian's still in the pokey, and they put him in medical confinement, you know, against his will
for observation.
Yeah, just to, well, probably retribution, but maybe, who knows? I mean, Ian is a weird guy, but you know, I don't know. He's not dangerous to himself or others.
Yeah.
So whatever. So he's been reading. He called me today. He gets 1 hour a day of sort of not being in their little hole. And, you know, he's telling me he's reading a lot and doing push-ups and repeating positive mantras, which is definitely one of his things. He has stickers here on the Free Talk Live studio bathroom of little things that he says to himself to, I don't know, make his day better or whatever. So there you go, Kirby.
Hey, well, tell them guys that I and my friend, who they know, are keep thinking about them. We got them in our bot, and if there's anything we can do, let us know.
Thanks, Kirby.
Thanks, Kirby. TheCrypto6.com, Free Talk Live.
Carl Wattner, longtime proponent of a voluntary society, died last December. You may have seen his articles published on his website, voluntarist.com, in his newsletter, The Voluntarist, the Mises Institute, or elsewhere over the last 40 years. His newest book, I Must Speak Out, Volume 2, The Best of the Voluntarist, is now available via Liberty Under Attack Publications. This 430-page second volume spans the years of two...
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A chief economist with the National Association of Realtors says the United States is surely in a housing recession. This as sales of previously owned homes fell by about 6% last month when compared to June. A federal judge is deciding to unseal part of an affidavit used to raid former President Trump's South Florida home. In a ruling on Thursday, the judge telling the DOJ to file a redacted affidavit by next Thursday before the unsealing takes place. As far as where we go from here, constitutional law professor Jonathan Turley says,
the devil is now in the details. The Department of Justice is notorious for really overextended redaction.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. You're listening to USA Radio News. Customs and Border Protection announced earlier this week that they surpassed 2 million illegal immigrant encounters this fiscal year. In Florence, Kentucky, on Thursday, Senate Minority Leader from Kentucky, Mitch McConnell, says the situation is out of control at the southern border.
Unfortunately, I think the immigration issue is so toxic right now and so partisan that even revisiting legal immigration is unlikely.
Witnesses for the defense are the main focus for a hearing on Thursday in the Parkland, Florida school shooter penalty trial. Both sides will debate over whether the brother of Nicholas Cruz and his sibling's roommate should undergo questioning from the state. The two men worry prosecutors will ask inappropriate questions. Cruz pleaded guilty to killing 17 people at Madry Stoneman Douglas High School in 2018. Jurors are not expected to return to court until next week. This is USA Radio News.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great, like Extendivite very much, seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars, love this product Extendivite. Terry W, 5 stars, can't say enough, great product. Freya, 5 stars, I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. Call in. Talk about whatever is on your mind. Been all over the board tonight. Man, we really haven't even got for the show prep tonight, Captain.
Sometimes it goes that way, and sometimes those are the best shows when back-to-back callers all night, far out, solid, and right on, man.
Yeah, that's right. It's the Captain and Mark with you. I want to tell you about AnyPay. Everybody's talking about buy Bitcoin. Well, what about earning some Bitcoin? Getting paid with it. That's the way. It's money, after all. If you want to earn Bitcoin at your business, AnyPayX.com is the way to do it. Your customers will love it. Everyone in town will talk about your store being the Bitcoin store, and it's just fun. Get the free app and start earning Bitcoin at your business. AnyPayX.com. That's AnyPayX.com. They're a point-of-sale program app for cryptocurrency, and not just regular old Bitcoin, but like, you know, all kinds of cryptocurrencies too. AnyPayX.com. Let's go to the phones. We've got James in Michigan. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, I was calling. I was a little excited. I got to spend Bitcoin for the first time ever this week.
Nice. Oh, yeah? What happened?
Did you buy a Tesla?
Well, I've been sitting on an Edge wallet for a while, and I ain't gonna lie, I did all right, but probably about 10 times on the Bitcoin. But I had some VCH, and I picked up a T-shirt on the Crypto 6, and I made a donation there. In fact, I was messaging Captain there on Facebook a little about it.
thecrypto6.com. Yeah, you can go there and make donations. I think they've got links to the T-shirts that are available. Different people are putting together T-shirts. And we want to support everybody who's trying to support the Crypto 6. So we're, you know, doing our best to put it all together. Understand that everybody's a volunteer and everybody's working as fast as they can.
And if you're talking about private messaging on Facebook, I don't do private messages on Facebook. You can send me a private message, and I will never read it. Now, if we're interacting in a thread or something, that's fine. I just want folks to be aware of that because I don't have the app on my phone. I only use the browser for Facebook. So,
Captain,
it was only a comment thread.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, I hope that you can get an email address through Free Talk Live here in the near future.
I was going to ask you about that, and it's just been such a low priority for me. But, yeah, we should try and do that.
Yeah, we absolutely need to get that done. So that, I mean, everybody else has got to, you know, mark at freetalklive.com. We don't have the captain at freetalklive.com.
Or Captain Kickass.
Or whatever.
At Free Talk Live.
Too long.
That'd be great. How about just Kickass?
Okay, that's fine. Right. Any of those. So, James.
Yeah, I noticed when I spent that, I noticed what you guys talk about, the fees. I've never had to deal with that before. And I went to the BTC, and I'm like, well, why would I pay this much? The BCH was far superior in that realm.
BCH is for spending, BTC is for holding.
Or hodling.
Hodling.
Hodling, whatever.
Whatever
pronunciation.
Yep. But thank you for that. I appreciate it, James.
Yeah.
Anything else?
Thank you for holding it together. Yeah, the other thing, I was real curious on your Free Cities project.
Oh, okay.
I was kind of looking at the website a little. It seems as though it's centered overseas, I would say.
Right. So it's freeprivatecities.com, freeprivatecities.com. The concept is that to bring back the old city state and the idea that instead sort of model it after – a resort that you live at. So not in the sense that there's pools everywhere and, you know, alcohol and gorgeous women or anything like that. Let's hope that we've got all those things. But the idea is that when you go to name a resort, James, can you think of one?
How about Atlantis? I didn't do the resort.
Yeah, Atlantis, Club Med, those are a couple.
Yeah. Club Med.
Right, you go to Club Med. And when you show up there, you never think about, well, I should vote on who the CEO is. You know, like, I got to get those darned Republicans out of office in Club Med and the Democrats in, or vice versa. Yeah. You never think that at all. You think, I'm going to live my life here for a couple of weeks, and it's going to be great. And the idea is that you sign a contract when you come into the city, when you become a citizen or even you're coming in to do business or whatever it is. There's different types of contracts for different things. And you have rights that are spelled out. The social contract exists in free private cities as opposed to just changes whenever at the whims of politicians. We currently live in a world where they say you trade your freedoms for, you know, responsibilities and the government's protection. And blah, 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 blah. And that's the social contract, right? And that is the social contract in sort of its basics.
I never signed anything.
Well, you didn't sign it, but you kind of...
I never legally call it a contract.
It's none of those things, absolutely. But the contract, it's not a contract when the other side can change their rules of conduct at a whim, not tell you about them. For instance, to the best of my knowledge, this studio is raided over some unlicensed money transmitting. Best of my knowledge, nobody committed unlicensed money transmitting, and we have legal opinions. Remember, legal opinions, because that's what the Supreme Court calls what it does.
Yep.
It says the majority opinion and the minority opinion. Really? People are willing to break into your house and shoot you, point guns at you, and fly drones around over opinions? Let's just lay it out in fact. Yeah. What is the contract? And operate in that manner. So that's the idea behind free private cities. We don't believe this is possible in the United States. The land of the free is no longer. And that we will acquire some land from some country that wishes to trade money for sovereignty. And not entire sovereignty. Sovereignty doesn't actually exist, right? It's just a term. So I think that the sovereignty is like China, Russia, and the United States, and maybe not Russia. And those are the things that are sovereign in the world, and the rest of the countries are just kind of making their way. But, you know.
Well, I guess that was my question is you're not talking about trying to take over existing towns and make them better. It's more of a start over from scratch.
Right. Well, don't argue build. So my problem with the Free State Project is that I do think they'll be successful. They will argue their way to more freedoms in one location, but it's going to take several lifetimes to get there. And
right.
Where you can buy a piece of property, sign a contract with a country, and begin building and then have something pretty feasible in 5 years. And I think that that's a faster and easier and less controversial way to do things. There's certainly some controversy that surrounds this stuff.
Well,
there's an organization called...
In a study of economics, I would think that it would be so successful and productive for that country, they would have a vested interest in maintaining your sovereignty.
So that's the Hong Kong model, right? Like Hong Kong was significantly freer than China, and as a result became very, very wealthy. I would caution you, freedom in and of itself is not useful. So think about Pitcairn Island. It's out in the. It's a rock that's 1 mile by 2 miles out in the Pacific Ocean. There's 42 voters, and they're currently trying to get people to move there. They'll give you a free plot of land to move there, and you will right away figure out that not having too many people around gives you a great deal of freedom, but what good is the freedom if you don't have any commerce going on? You have to be in proximity to people for it to matter, in my opinion. And I think that the experimentation in self-governance is important enough that it needs to occur. You can't buy 100 acres in the United States and say, hey, I'm just going to go ahead and make my own place. You can, like a city, can make more laws than the state. And a state can make more laws than the federal government, but none of them can take them away, really. Now, I mean, obviously, Colorado has legalized weed, and the federal government doesn't particularly like that. But
several states.
Yeah, several states have done that.
Well, nullification, but that takes generations, too.
It's not the easiest thing in the world. James, thank you for the call.
I like what you said about building. That's the old Buckminster Fuller quote. You never change things by fighting the existing reality. To change something, build a new model that makes the existing model obsolete.
Yeah, that's what innovation is. 603-283-6160, 603-283-6160.
If you or someone you know has a child in middle school or high school, listen up. The COVID-19 pandemic has caused unprecedented hardships for families, and there now are new little-known programs available where you can reduce or even eliminate your out-of-pocket expense for college, regardless of your income. There is no income requirement or limit. See if you qualify. Visit tuitionprograms.org. That's tuitionprograms.org. See if you qualify at tuition.
Let's face it, food shortages are a real threat now. Supply chain breakdowns, inflation, fuel prices, global conflicts, fertilizer cutbacks, farmers being encouraged not to plant. The stage is set for the peanut butter to hit the fan. But for some reason, Americans are still in denial about food shortages. Listen, we don't take risks with other things in our lives, so why take risks with your food security? Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Millions of Americans have purchased Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply, the brand people look for when they're ready for real preparedness. MyPatriotSupply.com is America's largest preparedness company. Get stocked up on emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage to get you through tough times ahead. Your other choice is to stand in government food lines, hoping for a handout. As we both know, that's not an option. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
My name is Stephen Huer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from 2 mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's bestwheyprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamgaday.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Call in, talk about whatever's on your mind. The number is 603-283-6160. 603-283-6160. You can, by the way, it's Mark with you.
And the Reverend Captain Kickass is here.
Yeah, that's absolutely true. So, we did bring in some show prep tonight. It's been all calls.
We did.
The whole time. And apparently, you've got a Reason Magazine article, which, by the way, one of my favorite sources for show prep on the show, about the New York City doing away with, you help me out, with the qualified immunity.
New York City ends qualified immunity for police officers. It is the first city in the U.S. to do so.
Okay.
What is qualified immunity, Mark?
That's really, really important. So qualified immunity, so there's sovereign immunity. That's what a king has. A king cannot be held responsible for his actions because, you know, he's king, right?
He's the king.
He writes the laws. there was qualified immunity is relatively new. It's just came around in like the mid to late 60s surrounding sort of the civil rights actions in the South.
Yes.
So qualified immunity says that police officers are not cannot be held severally responsible, meaning responsible for themselves for their own actions. So you can sue the department, but you can't sell the cop. As long as
right.
they're acting within the under the you know the law. Not you know, if they do something beyond that, then they can be held responsible beyond that.
A common complaint amongst people when it comes to police is that the police cannot be held personally responsible. If there's ever a lawsuit won against police who've done somebody wrong, you know, the person might win, but they're just getting money that more money taken from the taxpayers, and the police officers don't suffer at all.
And things have definitely changed in the criminal justice system in the last 100 years. So there used to be something called citizen's arrest, because a cop and a citizen weren't anything different. The cop was just a citizen that was hired to do full-time the things that citizens could do.
Right.
And they changed. There are problems with citizen's arrest. In Georgia, before the whole COVID thing, there was a guy that was looking around a construction site. Two good old boys come up, and the guy's leaving, and they gun him down, and they're saying that he was, you know, burglarizing. And, yeah, I mean, that case hasn't been meted out, but it doesn't look so good, in my opinion. Also, there were, like, the state would not bring up charges. So, for instance, if you wanted, when it came to a battery charge, do you want to press charges, ma'am? Why? Yes, I do. Or, no, I don't. And if you didn't press charges on battery, it was over. But now, the state does all the charge pressing.
Yeah, it doesn't matter if the person wants to press charges or not. The state just picks it up and presses charges anyway because they think that they can prosecute it and, you know, blah, blah, blah.
Right. So you can't, as an individual who has been harmed by someone else, you can't drop the charges.
Right.
And that is, to my mind, a real problem.
Mine too. So this article says, and I just want to preface this with, we give New York a whole bunch of crap because it is one of the worst places in the United States by a long shot.
Huge government stuff, but I'm interested in seeing how this works. It should be an interesting test case to see how doing away with qualified immunity works. We've used this, we've claimed that this is a solution for a long time, and to see it enacted is stunning to me.
It would be at least a improvement. The New York City Council on Thursday voted to end qualified immunity for police officers, becoming the first city in the country to take such a step. Mayor Bill de Blasio has indicated that he will sign the measure. The legal doctrine of qualified immunity makes it notoriously difficult to sue government officials when they violate your rights, requiring plaintiffs to find a previous court precedent that addresses a case with almost identical facts. In a statement, the council said the legislation will protect New Yorkers against unreasonable search and seizure and against excessive force and the ban the use of qualified immunity or substantially equivalent immunities as a defense. Per the bill, victims of police misconduct would be able to sue officers under local statutes as qualified immunity remains in place at the federal level. Colorado and Connecticut last year passed similar pieces of legislation, and several other states are considering joining them, including New Mexico and Florida.
I think New Hampshire is, well, you know, as a matter of fact, I know New Hampshire is considering something like this. Also, I spoke to the guy who's high up in the New Hampshire House just about a week ago.
It's not snooze-new.
No.
Okay.
No, he doesn't talk. He doesn't talk to me. That's Governor's Chris Sununu.
I call him Snoo Snoo.
Yeah, it's funny.
He's chicken. At any rate, the article continues, in the current moment, such localized action is arguably the best option for plaintiffs with a fragmented Congress and the Supreme Court unwilling to fundamentally reconsider the doctrine. Former Rep. Justin Amash introduced a bill to end qualified immunity for all state actors in June 2020. It achieved tripartisan support, but never received a vote.
So at the time, when you say tripartisan, Justin Amash, either went independent or libertarian. I'm not entirely sure which. And so he was, you know, in the House as not a Republican. He got elected as a Republican, changed to a libertarian, presumably because he didn't want to work at the House anymore and didn't expect to get reelected. And sure enough.
While the court has sent a few promising messages on qualified immunity this session, it has repeatedly refused to assess it wholesale. The lack of ownership has drawn critiques from those who point out that it was the court itself that conjured qualified immunity into existence.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Well, the court, it was the Constitution was modified to have prohibition, then modified to get rid of it. I mean, these are sort of... the United States is supposed to be an experiment. So if they experiment with statism, it doesn't surprise me. I don't think on a federal level that there's any standing for most of the things the federal government does.
Agreed.
The founders wrote that document, and they were very specific in the Bill of Rights. And I don't want to give credit to the founders. The states weren't going to ratify that thing without the Bill of Rights. And the Ninth and Tenth Amendments of the Bill of Rights basically say, if it ain't in here, it ain't in here. And the federal government doesn't have any business doing. And the federal government handles almost nothing, like treason, weights and measures, post office and post roads, really not much else.
Yep.
Interstate commerce and, civil rights claims and things like that.
They're certainly not supposed to pass down things to states and force them into positions that they otherwise wouldn't be in.
Right. The Interstate Commerce Clause and the General Welfare Clause are the two most abused aspects of the Constitution. I mean, 99% of the federal government exists within those two clauses, and that's crazy.
Yeah. Well, and on the West Coast, too, there's a lot of clamoring against corporations. Sure. Oh, we hate the corporation. The corporations are evil. And well, the corporation was created by the state.
Yes.
It is legal fiction, so to speak. It was a concept created by the state to give them special privileges.
And by the way, that those special privileges stem out of qualified immunity.
Yes.
Right? Like, that's what it is. The corporate officers don't have the same level of responsibility as a sole proprietor does. And I can see value in that. I mean, you know, you don't want everybody on the board of directors of Amazon to be sued every single time that an Amazon truck runs over somebody's dog or something. But... you know, that's the issue there.
Yeah, it's a horrible method to prevent frivolous lawsuits.
Don't worry. In the world where more freedom exists, they'll find ways to protect
right.
the board of directors. Don't worry.
Well, and then some would argue as well that the United States government itself is a corporation.
It's inarguable.
Yeah.
It was incorporated in 1776.
So, you know, if you're anti-corporation, then you are by default anti-government.
Yeah.
In my mind.
You can see any town government when you go in. It says incorporated here in New England. It's going to be like 1737 or whatever it is. It'll be right there. Some of them are even 1600s.
Yeah. So the article continues. Most recently, the justices declined to hear an appeal from a man who was beaten and arrested by two cops for standing outside of his own house. The U.S. Court of Appeals for the Sixth Circuit awarded the pair of officers qualified immunity. The legal doctrine is supposed to protect state actors from vicarious civil suits. Instead, it protects them from meritorious ones.
Yeah.
Qualified immunity has shielded two cops who stole $225,000 while executing a search warrant. It protected a cop who shot a 10-year-old, a cop who ruined a man's car during a bogus drug search, a prison guard who hid while an escaped inmate raped a nurse, two cops who sicked a police dog on a surrendered suspect, etc., and so on. The list goes on.
Yeah. Well, your thoughts are welcome. 603-283-6160. It's 603-283-6160 here on Free Talk Live.
Service of Grace Advisors USA LLC. Full info at graceadvisors.com/taxes. It's tax season. With the federal filing deadline moved back to May.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health-giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.